Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rise.
To wake on up,
wake up
with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Pinheiro, the six-year man out of Florida, who made his San Francisco debut last week, has six game-winning field goals in his career. Last 3 years with the Carolina Panthers. Started as a soccer player in Miami before he started playing high school football as a senior. Trying to do what he's done a half dozen times before and win the game with his leg. Sweeps it, delivers it, and San Francisco is in first place. They win it at the home. Jones steps in for Brock Purdy and delivers the drive. Pinheiro delivers the winner.
Adam Mead on the call. Fox Sports 16-15. The final. No Juwan. No Purdy. No Kittle. Also no Nick Bosa. We'll get to that. But a win is a win is a win. 3-0 on the season. We have not reacted to a loss yet, Joe Shasky. I say good morning to you, Carter, Sam, all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for it, getting ready for the week. And it is a victory Monday, and there is no better day of the week than a victory Monday. And we're celebrating one today. Hell of a performance all around. And wow, isn't it nice to have a kicker that you have some trust in now going forward?
Yeah.
Eddie Pinheiro, a.k.a. Eddie Money, a.k.a. Eddie De Niro, getting it done, Joey.
His celebrations, we'll get to at some point, because they were out of control.
I loved it.
Out of control for a field goal kicker. But that being said, just a huge win. I mean, this is a huge win for the team. And, you know, they obviously lost some guys. James Conner got lost on the other side. And I don't know if they win this game if James Conner doesn't lose his ankle. I don't know. I don't know, because he was running really, really hard in this game. I thought they made adjustments to Kyler Murray and the movement. And once again, this defense, with all these young players, having Upton Stout, a rookie, who barely played in the preseason because of the injury, have him make that play at that time to get the stop and play through contact. I thought it was huge. And, you know, Mac Jones limping around, gutsy performance. I thought it was a gutsy performance from Mac Jones. I know the throw is one that he's going to want back. He talked about that. Ricky Pearsall is turning into a bona fide stud. And then to do this without Kittle, without Purdy, without Juwan Jennings, losing Bosa in the game. Yeah, this was a gutsy team victory. And I think it goes right back to the coach, and this is week after week after week now, where I'm pointing the finger right at Kyle Shanahan. He's doing a great job. He's doing a great job making the most out of the least. He's doing a great job with next man up, and it feels like he did a great job bringing in Robert Saleh, who has got this defense and all these young players all making plays. Alfred Collins looking really good. Mykel Williams hurts his wrist, comes back out there. He's stuffing the run. You see, obviously, Marquis Siegel's kind of a work in progress. He's at safety right now. A couple of missed tackles, but he's in position. You see Renardo Green in position to make plays, and Upton Stout making that play when he did. I love where this team's at right now.
Again, everyone's kind of holding their breath and awaiting the news of Nick Bosa left the game with a leg injury early and gave a thumbs down to someone in the crowd, meaning it's not looking good, obviously ruled out. We'll see. It's knee-related. They're hoping it's not ACL. That's the initial, hope is that it's not severe. But again, they're doing the MRIs. Any news that comes out, we will relay that information to the people because that would be a huge loss. He's been playing with his hair on fire early this week, Joe. And to lose a player of that caliber and to have the likes of your rookies stepping up the way they did, specifically Mykel Williams, what he was flashing everywhere yesterday, it was refreshing. Bryce Huff, again,
looked great.
It looked great. And it goes back to the guy that probably was the biggest part of Bryce Huff coming here, Robert Saleh, defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
You could just feel it for these first three games. And again, there's always going to be the naysayers and, it's the Saints. No. Two divisional games. And by the way, did you see what the Seahawks did yesterday against the Saints? Absolutely lambasting them. You beat that Seahawks team, right? You beat that Saints team in New Orleans. And now you've beaten a Cardinals team. That was a gritty, divisional, slug it out, physical game. And you won it. Yes, if James Conner doesn't get hurt, who knows? But you know what? You lost your best defensive player, too.
So
he's a big part of that. And also, Trey Benson didn't look bad in his replacement. He had a big run there, 29 yards.
No, he did.
He looked a little quicker. But you definitely felt the loss of James Conner towards the end there when they desperately needed to get that first down to ice the game away. Kyler only trusted himself on the ground. Hell, you saw it, a quarterback run there on the right. I thought, I kind of like them going for the kill shot there, but again, Upton Stout making the play of his life on Zay Jones there, breaking that thing loose, forcing the fourth down, obviously saving the timeout, and then Mac Jones setting up for the game winner, Joey.
Modern football is not about how many yards you give up. And I don't even think it's about how many points. It's about situational stops.
Yes.
So to me, this now 3 weeks in a row where the Niners have had to get a stop at the end of the game, whether it's to get the ball back or just to finish the game off, and 3 weeks in a row they've gotten that stop. I don't think they do that last year. There are 6-3-0 teams in the NFL. You're one of them.
Yep.
This team won 6 games last year. You're halfway there. I mean, think about that. Think about that, Niners fans. You won 6 games last year.
And they've already eclipsed their division win total of last year, too, which was 1. And now they have 2 of them. Look at that.
So
improvement already.
And I know, people are going to do the, whataboutisms with Seattle beating New Orleans. Look, as the weeks go on, we know this. These crummy teams become mail-it-in teams by the end of the year. So you might have got the best version of the New Orleans Saints, and it doesn't matter. Win and move on. That is the goal. And I look at Mac Jones and what he did yesterday, and there's a throw he obviously wants back. His ability to gut out that performance yesterday with the bum knee clearly hurting him, with the jersey ripped and torn. I just thought he had a gutsy performance, and they're not all going to be pretty. They're not all going to be zero turnover type days. And I think, how you respond to said turnover is going to tell me everything. Kendrick Bourne with multiple big catches down the stretch. I mean, Sky Moore making a nice catch after one of the dumbest brain farts I've ever seen, receiving the ball inside the 7 or 8, whatever it was, the exact yardage. The second time he let that ball get into the end zone, which was really, really smart. So look, a lot of guys are making plays right now. Valdez Scantling is out there making a play. Tonjes is out there making a play. I mean, that's how thin they are right now, quite frankly, Joe.
And Kyle Juszczyk, right? Forgot he was out there. Then he gets the touchdown, right?
Well, there's a whole separate conversation. No. I'm being 1,000% real. There's a separate conversation about the Niner run game that we will get to later in the week. I truly believe they run the ball better without Kyle Juszczyk out there.
Interesting.
I think that it has become very predictable and stale, and they run him in all these motions, and teams just jam it. And I think that he's not as effective as he was a couple of years ago. My personal belief, I think this is his final year in a Niner uniform. I probably said that for 3 straight years, but I think that their run game is clearly getting stifled right now. All their good runs with CMC had been called back for holds. Every one of them.
Yeah, and it was very frustrating to watch that, you know, turnover on downs there late in the game. They had two predictable runs up the gut. You have that one where Mac almost falls over to the right.
Oh, he couldn't, he couldn't get the hand
off. He couldn't. His PCL, he re-injured that after he hurt it in the preseason against the Raiders. And then obviously the turnover on downs there, throwing it to McCaffrey, who got absolutely popped by your boy Mac Wilson. So we'll get into all of it. I want to hear from the people today. You're 3-0 Niners fans. Hey, say it with your chest. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And again, hit us up on YouTube where we are streaming all day long. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And another massive part of the, about this game, and we're going to get into all of it, I promise. We're going to break down every single aspect of this game as the 49ers move to 3-0, first in the division. Rams took an L yesterday. Obviously, you've beaten the Cardinals. Seahawks won, but you beat them in week one. So you are the class of the NFC West right now, and you did it without a lot of your best players. And the fact that you were able to do it without Juwan Jennings, without George Kittle, and with a backup quarterback on top of that, Joey, was massive. And this guy, we got to bring him up. Ricky Pearsall.
He's a stud.
Are you kidding me? Just every single week, balling. 8 receptions, 117 yards. I know you made the big trade in the Fantasy Football League for Ricky. I'm sure you're feeling great about that one. This guy is looking like a number one pick, a first-round pick, which he was last season.
You look better than Marvin Harrison.
Can we talk about that for a second? Oh, my God. Listen, I talked about it before. I said I think I comped him to Amari Cooper if he has an Amari Cooper career last week.
I think he stinks.
Yeah, he might not even be able to do that. He dropped some gimmies, a walk-in touchdown yesterday that I think his father, Marvin Harrison Sr., who's got to be like in his late 50s, could have caught today and ran it in for a touchdown. What was that? You were at that game, Joe.
He's not good. He's like not good. He doesn't run hard. It's not even that he's not fast. He doesn't run hard. And God. Yeah, his hands, I mean, he was wide open. And I know the broadcast was like, oh, well, you know, Fred Warner was in the area. No. He turned his head to run upfield. He was wide open. That should have been a touchdown.
I think that was a tongue-in-cheek from Adam Amin and Mark Sanchez on the call. I mean, it must have been. But when you see something like that, and then you see Ricky with a dime from Mac Jones on a back shoulder fade kind of a thing, or over the top, if you will, and he just almost David Tyree's it off the helmet catch. It was pretty incredible.
You bring up Adam Amin. Just my personal opinion. I know he's come on the station and he's a good guest. A little too opinionated for me. Mm. I think just call the play-by-play there, doggy.
Right.
That's just my personal opinion. I don't think he's that great. I think we're overrated him.
But wow!
Yeah, that's just me.
Just coming to Adam Amin at 6:17
a.m. Well, he comes off very arrogant and condescending. Getting back to Ricky Pearsall.
You can't do that.
Specifically Ricky Pearsall. He's a great route runner, and what I love about his routes is that he really uses his shoulders and head to set up some of his fluid movement, but he doesn't slow down. Brandon Ayuk did this really, really well, where you're changing direction without slowing down, which is really, really, really difficult. And then the fluidity of the movement, and then the ability, this is a huge element, coming back to the ball. All right. And what I mean by that is that the ball is thrown, and a lot of guys, I call it drifting. They fade away, and it allows the defender to gain separation and gain speed and either make a hit on the receiver as the ball's coming through, or it allows them to break up that pass. And what Ricky does so subtly well, he comes back to the ball over and over, specifically on these like deep in routes or these little dig routes that they do, because they love to throw those in routes, those in breaking routes. And it's almost Torrey Holt-like, where he's coming toward the ball and coming down. He's a stud. He is a stud. Now, I have a different algorithm for number one receiver, alpha. He's a great two. And this guy made a play down the line on 4th and 2. I think it was 4th and 2 that ball caught him. He didn't catch it, and he caught it on the top of the helmet. It was just an unbelievable play by Ricky. And I think the body control and the ability to make plays and get down and live to see another down. If this guy continues to get his body right, he is going to have a very long and productive career. And clearly the coach loves him,
yep.
The quarterbacks love him, and he gets open.
He's averaging 17 yards a catch, 16 receptions, 281 yards. The touchdowns will come. They're not there yet right now, and that's another conversation we'll have as the show goes on today. The red zone offense, which is still maddening at times. That was, again, a grinded-out type of performance. I think it was a good omen this time, and it felt like the Niners were on the opposite end of this for a long time when the Cardinals kicker finally missed one to open it up. It was a Chad Ryland who opens up the game wide. I couldn't even tell while I was watching it because it was just a sea of red that just blocked out the color of the football when it went wide right. That ended up being the difference in the game. You know, you can look at the James Conner injury. That could have been the difference in the game, too. You know, the drops that Marvin Harrison Jr. had, difference in the game. But you know what? When push came to shove late in the game, Sky Moore let that ball go out of the end zone. You get the ball back. You have a timeout. Mac Jones did what he needed to do. I know, but it was a good play at special teams that late there. And Mac Jones was able to slice and dice that defense, pick him apart, almost Brady-esque. He's not Tom Brady, relax. But the way he's just 5, 6, 7, just slicing and dicing down the field and setting up Eddie Pinheiro for the money shot.
Yeah, and you're hoping you can get some of the reinforcements back this week offensively. Like, and you're not going to get Kittle back, that's for sure. We'll see where Purdy's at. That's number one. And then number two, like, DeMarcus Robinson should be activated off the suspension list.
And
that would be huge. Like, without Juwan Jennings, I think the first half was a big indicator. They were having a tough time getting things going, right? And they really missed George Kittle in this one, I felt like, for inline blocking and whatnot. And they really missed Juwan Jennings. And the run game right now, everybody's going to be up in arms. They ran the ball 5 times in the first half. I just don't think they were in situations to run it more. So I think you're going to hear a lot of people today say, why aren't they running the ball more? What are they doing? Why are they dropping back and throwing so much? Right now, I think their best avenue is the drop back passing game. I don't think they have a lot of room right now to start games off and be 2 runs no matter what, and we'll see what happens on third down. They ran 6 plays, 2 3-and-outs, to the Cardinals' 21 plays to start the game. There was a 22-minute to 8-minute disparity in first half time of possession. So right now they're having a really difficult time sustaining drives, at least in this game, early in the game. And I think getting the run game has been a work in progress. Their best avenue is the short controlled passes to CMC acting like the run game. Like, that's where it is right now. And CMC, to me right now, has been the best player on the team for 3 straight weeks in a row. I don't care what his run yardage is. He is averaging over 100+ scrimmage yards per game. The year he had, which was the monster year, it was about 2,100 scrimmage yards. He's on pace for like 1,800 scrimmage yards right now, maybe more. You'll take that all day, whether that comes via the pass or comes via the run. Stay healthy, stay effective, 10 catches. He ran 36 routes yesterday. And that screen pass was the call of the day from Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
The call of the day after 3 kind of short controlled passes to Kendrick Bourne and to Sky Moore. I thought that Shanahan was in his bag in this one.
And that screen pass, you know, we kept looking for that kind of explosiveness, that elusiveness that we've come to know him from Christian McCaffrey since his days at Stanford. And I thought he showed it there late in that game. And that was very refreshing to see after all that wear and tear and all the touches that he had. Did I see he's on pace for like 400+ touches this early in the season, by the way? He's on pace for like 400-something.
But how many of those are checkdowns, though? Like, so yesterday's game?
Yeah, but it's still, it's kind of crazy because considering how much we were talking about the touches from CMC before the season.
But I would rather them be on the perimeter against cornerbacks than in between the tackles. Right? Like, I think they're not all the same. It's like, how many sliders are you throwing versus how many fastballs? Like, just because you have 100 pitches, what are those pitches? Are they high stress? There's a difference between those 2 goal line carries where 3 guys are sandwiching you and you're getting twisted. I mean, where did James Conner get hurt? Between the tackles.
Yeah. That was just unfortunate. Kind of got twisted up there. Oh, it was a brutal injury, too.
But Joe, that's where 8,000 pounds of meat is, you know, like between all those guys. So I get it. The touches are going to be an issue. I understand that. I can slow down the amount of looks as the season goes on if I keep stacking wins.
And I would just like to see him get into the end zone. I would like to see Ricky Pearsall get into the end zone. And you know what? These are good problems to have when you're 3-0. Again, their margin of victory thus far, week one, 4 points against your division, hated division rival, Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. 4-point win. Last week in New Orleans, 5-point win. This week, 1 point. 10 points has been the difference to be 3-0 thus far. You'll take that.
Doesn't matter.
Mentally tough teams, Joe, win these type of games. And it's a reflection, as you said earlier, the head coach and the defensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh. Uh-huh. Their mindset has been instilled in this team early on. And you know what? Bring on the Jaguars. Bring on the Rams in a couple weeks. Bring on the Buccaneers. Bring on the Falcons. Like, you start looking at this team, like, they're missing some of their best players and still producing. This is a backup quarterback that is 2-0 right now. Mac Jones and Brock Purdy could come back. And what version of him, we'll see, right? They clearly felt like...
Did you hear the broadcast?
What did they say?
The broadcast, who was the sideline reporter? She's very good.
Christina Pink?
Christina Pink, yes, exactly. She was like, well, you know, Brock is getting much, much closer to a return. He still can't scramble or run. What is... Like, if he can't do those, like, I'm sorry. Like, we're in a tough spot here. So, look, everything that you wanted to have happen in terms of overall team happened. You won a game. You didn't go play Purdy and have him re-injure himself. As we saw with the Mac Jones knee injury, you can re-injure yourself at any time. Mac looked good enough to win. The team survived. Now we hold our breath on Nick Bosa, and we keep it moving. I'll worry about pitch count down the line. And I have a CMC thought.
Oh.
I think we're all looking at this the wrong way. I really do. I want to get into Christian McCaffrey in particular. You just got to just live in the moment right now. All right, Niner fans, I'll explain.
Live in the now. That's Shasky. I'm Spadoni. We're with you all morning long. It's a Victory Monday here on 95.7 The Game. Niners 16, Cardinals 15. Niners improved to 3-0 and are first in the NFC West, the only undefeated team remaining in the NFC West, I should say. As we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco, 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. So you have that CMC thought. You also saw something yesterday when you were at the game that was alarming for you. And you need to explain on the other side. And it's going to be brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Joe, good luck finding some friends.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
I love them going for it there. If I'm a fan of the Arizona Cardinals, by the way, you need to respond to John Gambadoro of, our sister station. It's not a sister station, I guess, Odyssey over in Arizona. But Gambo, our guy, calling you out saying, you got to go talk to Cardinals fans at Levi Stadium. How many Cardinals fans do you see over the weekend, Joey?
I legitimately walked the parking lot and I saw four.
What are you laughing at, Joe?
I'm not joking.
That might be their biggest turnout ever.
Carter, you were at the game. I did not see the bird gang that he referenced.
The bird gang.
Carter, yeah, I didn't how many see did one. You see?
You didn't see
you
one.
You didn't see one?
You didn't see one.
Didn't see a single
turtle. So I saw four. I saw two Marvin Harrisons. Okay. I saw a Kurt Warner, like old one. It was like one of those like iron-on ones. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I saw a Kyler Murray one. But the two Marvin Harrison ones were brand new.
I think he stinks.
One for every drop.
That was not what alarmed me in the parking lot. And again, look, I'm not saying that they're not for everyone, okay? They're just not for me. You guys can do whatever you want. My uncle actually likes them, all right? But the amount of black 49er jerseys that I saw, like literally I just bought this and I went to the game today, it was staggering. The amount of black 49er, what are they called? What the rivalry?
Yes, rivalry week jerseys.
Yeah, so many of them. Poor choice to wear in like 95 degree heat.
How hot was it there yesterday?
Well, it said in your the weather app was like 75, maybe up to 80.
No chance.
And I said to Michelle, I go, Michelle, I promise you, whatever that thing says, add 10 to 15 degrees on it. She's like, you think? I'm like, I think. So she's like, all right, I'll bring sweatshirts. I go, sweatshirts?
No chance.
So I brought a jersey and a t-shirt, okay? And I brought a sweatshirt for the little guy. I didn't even get to the jersey. I was dripping wet from just walking the parking lot because it's concrete. It's like cooking off the concrete.
Yeah. I love that meme. You bring the sweatshirt to just put over your head to block out the sun.
Well,
at that
I wore
point.
The bucket hat for that.
Okay,
yes.
There you go. Yeah, the SPF everywhere. You're good. Okay.
I brought the clear backpack that they gave us a couple years ago. I don't know if it was if season ticket holders got them. Anyway, I brought the clear backpack, threw everything in there. LJ went. We had a great time. I mean, a great time. And I want to give Levi some credit here. Number one, the In-N-Out parking lot. Whatever they did with the cones, do it every week. I know that Great America was there this weekend, and that closes at some point because of seasonality or whatever. Just keep the cones the way you had them, the in and out. Whatever the ingress, egress was for the green lot, keep that there. That's number one. Easiest in, easiest out I've ever had. Number two, they did something at the food concessions. season ticket holders, you scan your badge, and you're able to get up to four items for free at any given time that you go to the kiosk. Now, I have my own beef with that. Four is just, if you're bringing 2 to 4 people to the game, 4 items is not enough. That's number one. You need to be able to, like, increase that to 8. That's what I would say. Because the wait is so long. You're like 10 to 15 minute wait for food, which is understandable because there's so many people there. They upgraded the chicken tenders, and I'm just going to let them know because I know. I've ripped a lot of things about Levi's, and it made me very sad yesterday because it's too hot down there, and I miss the misty fog of Candlestick. I do. I'm always going to miss that element. I thought it made the team different. The heat makes us a different fan base, and it makes us a different team. It just does. When you play in the elements, you become a different style of team. It's just a fact.
You become a more dehydrated fan base, and thus you get grumpier. Continue.
Well, they were just liquored up yesterday, and people were hammered because of the heat.
That's why you get dehydrated.
Yes. Upgraded the chicken tenders and they are delicious. And I just want to say kudos to Levi Stadium. I didn't notice a difference on the scoreboard. I'm not trying to be a hater. I just didn't notice the digital upgrades or whatever. It was kind of the same to me. They still don't show enough. Like to me, they don't show enough replays. You know, like you have got to make the in-game experience as close to the couch experience as possible. If you're going to charge us the money that you charge us, you have got to give us every angle. I want to see it all. I want to see every replay, all of them quickly, like in real time. And then you got to have more TVs at the kiosks where you're getting concessions. I should not have to look at my phone. You should have a big jumbotron with the game on the feed there at every single time. But they did upgrade the chicken tender, so I want to give them credit.
You know what?
Chicken
well said. I think you could judge a stadium by the staple that is the chicken tendies. I think you have good chicken. No, seriously. If you have a good, stable of chicken tenders with the French fry combo. Now we're cooking because the amount of times I just get that because you're with your kids, right? And that's all that because they're picky as hell. That's all they want. I'm good with that. You just got to be thick enough. They can't be little shrimps. They can't be doing that. The breading needs to be on point. And they need to be crispy. And you're telling me that Levi's is crispy now? crispy.
They're
all right.
Golden. They're perfect. And you know, like sometimes you get chicken tenders where there's like the actual tendon where it's like chewy.
Oh,
and you,
yeah.
And it's in there. Like,
oh, yeah.
None of those.
Love
I mean,
that.
They nailed it. So whatever they did with the chicken tenders, excellent. Well, we had garlic fries and french fries. It was all excellent.
Love that. And I love that you brought up the replay aspect of it because I'm sure they showed the replay in the stadium when the Kyler Murray non-safety call was going on.
Okay.
And I know I had to text it in because I, cause you guys were there. So maybe you're not listening to the broadcast, the explanation.
No, I have to go to my phone.
There you,
so I go to my phone because of the YouTube TV app and I'll watch on my phone when there's times of confusion.
Yes. So this was obviously the start of the fourth quarter. The third quarter had just ended. There was a 10-yard penalty. And there was intentional grounding. When intentional grounding happens in the end zone, that's a safety. Now, technically it was on the 1 yard line because the entire ball has to be also in the end zone when he's done throwing it. But the fact that the ball was out of the end zone and on like barely the one, like the half yard line, it was not called a safety. I don't like that play call because it just gets
you
away from
the rule.
The rule, excuse me.
Okay.
I don't like the rule because it's not the spirit of it. As far as I'm concerned, if both of your feet are in the end zone, that should be a safety. Now, again, it was the correct call, but I don't like the rule itself.
Now, when you cross the line of scrimmage, your body can be behind the line and the ball can be in front. Is that correct?
Yes, you can have like a shoelace still behind the line of scrimmage, and it's not going to be called an illegal forward pass.
In syncing up the two rules, they're trying to say that, you know, both, like you have to be completely in the end zone or out of it. So here's my issue. They reviewed that. They all huddled up and looked at that.
Yeah.
If the threshold for a safety is a very important play, which we all agree, right? The play is extremely important. And the threshold for a safety on that play for Kyler Murray, we're going to look at it in a million different views. And the whole body's got to be out of there. The same has to be said for the penalty that Dominic Pooney committed on Calais Campbell, which resulted in a safety. I thought, A, it was a terrible penalty. Thought it was ticky-tacky. Yes, he held him. It was ever so slightly around the hip. But if you watch the original grab around the hip, was at like the 1 or 2 yard line. It was not in the end zone. So to me, if you're going to have this high degree of microscopic thresholds of Kyler was, the ball was out of the end zone, but the rest of the body was in it, all right, and you're not going to give the Niners a safety, to me, you have to use the same amount of scrutiny on the Dominic Pooney penalty where he grabs Calais Campbell around the waist. And to me, that needs to be simultaneously reviewed. That cannot be, you're giving 2 points to the other team kind of willy-nilly on a subjective play, bang, bang, as a million things are going on. And we're just going with whatever that judge threw the flag at versus let's take a look at this Kyler thing. Both need to be looked at. If you're going to be rewarding points one way or the other, to me, whether it's a penalty or the Kyler play, I think both need to be through the same level of scrutiny to me because it's about awarding points.
And the fact that they were able to fight through that adversity and all the other adversity they fought throughout this game, we're going to dive into because you didn't get rewarded with the safety. The other team did. A lot of teams would fold in that moment. Like mentally, that must be excruciating to witness. Now, I know the Niners ended up getting the ball back after they punted and they got the touchdown. But when that happened, I think a lot of Niner fans are saying, man, they just took the lead. They're going to get the ball back. They're going to ice it. We're going to lose this game. But that didn't happen.
Joe, think about how they battle back from adversity. You lose Nick Bosa for the whole second half.
Yep.
All right. You can't run the ball at all. All your good runs are getting called back for holds. You get stuffed, essentially, at the goal line. You muff. You receive a punt inside the five. You did all of these cardinal sins you don't do. You turn the ball over on the second to last drive, right? And still you found a way to win the game.
Yep.
That was a resilient, gutty, great win in my estimation.
And we're going to hear from the phone lines today again. Guest
Where
free.
Are you?
Guest
Niner
free.
Fans?
We are.
You're 3-0.
We are your home right now on a Victory Monday. Call us. You're the guest today. 888-957-9570 is the number. And that's what's coming up, brought to you by
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Moderna, which you never want to see. It felt like I was watching Joaquin Phoenix and the Gladiator, Commodus, giving the thumbs down to the crowd right there. But again, we'll wait if any news comes out regarding it. Supposed to get an MRI, the results. I know Rappaport had a report on it on NFL Network this morning that he's just going to get some testing done. And again, any news that happens, we will relay that information when it comes to one Nick Bosa. But Niner fans, Joe, holding their breath, and rightfully so right now. Like, it is one thing to be able to do this without Kittle, without Juwan, without, hell, Micah Williams. I thought he was, you know, going to be out for this game. He has the wrist injury, comes back, and makes play after play for them. But it gets to a point where you can't overcome some losses, and Nick is one of those guys where you would not just be able to overcome something like that. So hopefully it's not serious, and if anything, it's a week or two or something like that.
Yeah, it sounds like he was wearing the same sleeve that Dominic Pooney was wearing and walking in the same way that Dominic Pooney was walking when he injured himself after the preseason game. I believe he missed 2 or 3 weeks total and was ready to go for week one. So we will see. You know, I think best case scenario, he misses multiple weeks. I think worst case scenario, he's out for the season.
Exactly. And again, any news we will get, we're just speculating right now. No one knows anything quite yet. You could come over the next day. They're trying to be very hush-hush. It could be a tear. We don't know. But
I know they have an MRI machine at the stadium. All stadiums do. All professional stadiums. So they do this thing where, like, let's do an MRI, and then they do another one the next day to just kind of confirm or deny whatever they previously saw.
And, again, it happened right at the end of that first quarter. He got double-teamed, actually. He was getting double-teamed quite a bit in this game early on.
James Conner, you saw, like, oh, my God,
yeah.
The leg was folded. This one, yes, the right leg planted, but, Joe, it didn't seem like to me – It just didn't have the trauma that I associate with, like, an automatic, oh my gosh, that's an ACL injury.
Well,
that doesn't mean that it didn't happen.
It just
seemed very routine.
When I watched it, because it was the left tackle, Kelvin Beachum, and it was the guard, Evan Brown, for the Cardinals.
Yeah, he came over late.
Exactly. But they're saying it's the right knee, but it was the left knee that looked like it kind of bent awkwardly, not even, but you never know with those things.
Who knows? Was that the surgically repaired knee?
I think it might have been. We'll get on that in a second. But 888-957-9570 is the number, brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Niner fans, your team is 3-0. It's a Monster Monday. It's a Victory Monday. There are no guests. You are the guest. We want to hear from you. How are we feeling this morning? How confident are you right now? Fighting through all this adversity, and this team is full of fighters right now, Joe. I want to hear from what Fred Warner, the captain, again, making another DPOY kind of play yesterday. I know you want to pay off your Christian McCaffrey tease there. But this is what Fred Warner had to say about the team being full of fighters.
Well, yeah, I think it just speaks to how gritty our team is. You know, we got a team full of fighters who are willing to go the distance all four quarters and, you know, and some if we need it. But, you know, we're calling on a lot of guys who probably didn't know that they were going to be needed as much as they have been. And so just extremely proud of the group and finding ways to win. And we'll just continue to try to get better and keep finding ways to win.
Mykel Williams stepping up with Nick Bosa's absence. Kendrick Bourne, Jake Tong just making plays. Hell, you mentioned MVS had a play. He had a catch there. Sky Moore learning from his previous mistake, letting that ball go into the end zone so you can set up your quarterback for a game-winning drive. They were learning from their mistakes, and they're going to continue to learn from their mistakes. And it's better to do that in wins than in losses. And they set off the tone right at home, being 1-0 at Levi Stadium, where hopefully they play the final game of the NFL season there, that being the Super Bowl. Still very early for that. And I want to shout out Fred Warner too, Joe. A lot of class there. When obviously that devastating injury happened to Connor, they brought out the cart immediately. The entire Cardinals sideline went over. Obviously, that speaks volumes for James Connor, just how he is beloved in that locker room. But I loved what I saw from Fred Warner and some of those other Niner players that were on the field and were dapping him up when he was on that cart and just, you know, pat him on the back as best as you can. Just being a good, you know, competitor right there, and nothing but class from Fred Warner personified.
I mean, James Connor was killing them to start this game. He is such a load and such a beast. If I'm Kenneth Walker, I'm watching James Conner film, and I'm understanding how to run with that kind of violence.
Kenneth Walker had a good day yesterday, too.
Yeah. Shaking off, you know, the first tackler every time. He had a spin move on a play that the Niners completely, like, they knew exactly what was coming, and he spun out and still got the first down. I believe that was on a fourth down.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a third down.
Khalil Davis looked like he had, I think he was dead in the rights.
I just think that right now, Jordan Elliott's playing high-level football. I think that Khalil Davis has made plays in every single week. And then now you're seeing a young guy in Alfred Collins really flash. I was so out on him to start the year, and now, like, he has been completely different. He's eating double teams left and right. He almost got that safety the other day, or yesterday, excuse me. That brings me to McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to get right into it. He's the most important player on the Niners right now. We saw Jimmy Garoppolo before Christian McCaffrey. It's different. His best five games or four games or whatever it was with CMC. We've seen Brock Purdy with Christian McCaffrey. We've seen Brock Purdy without Christian McCaffrey. He's way better with Christian McCaffrey. I mean, every quarterback who's ever played football is better with Christian McCaffrey. He's the best player on the team. And you've got Fred Warner, you've got Trent Williams, and you've got Nick Bosa on this team. You've got George Kittle on this team. We've seen what their record is when he doesn't play. Did you watch last year? He played four games. His team's nowhere near what they are when he's not on the field. That being said, I'm done pearl clutching on him. I'm done. And I was probably one of the leaders of the pearl clutching in 2023 regarding touches and saving him and this and the other. He is an old player. All right? 29 at running back is might as well be 40 in pitcher status. Okay? Like, that's what he is right now. He's coming off of multiple big injuries throughout his career. He's going to rack up a ton of touches, and y'all are just going to have to, like, wear it. He has an opt-out after this year where they can void the deal and eat, like, $18 million in dead cap. I wouldn't do that. Even if he does get hurt or whatever, I still wouldn't eat the money. I think he can be a productive, unbelievable stud player for you as a pass catcher, like he's been these first 3 weeks out of the backfield. I look at someone like Kevin Falk, not nearly as God-gifted talent as CMC. At 33 years old, this guy gave you 700 yards. I'm talking about Kevin Falk. 50-plus targets, another, you know, 75 touches on the ground. Like, that's Kevin Falk at 33 years old. All right, he played till he was 35. I can give you the Terry Kirby numbers. Guys that are pass-catching threats are always going to be effective coming out of the backfield, even if they've lost a step or two. So this whole consternation about, you know, how many touches CMC's getting, guys, we can't worry about next year. We're not preserving a 29-year-old running back for his 30 and 31 seasons. I think you just got to kind of go week to week, see where he's at, series to series. If he takes himself out and he taps the helmet, you go to Brian Robinson, and you just kind of just figure it out. Now, when we get to December, and maybe we've got a better record, and we're sitting here, and we're like a game out of clinching a spot or a playoff spot, all right, then I'll start worrying about how to load manage him toward the end of the year. Right now, you owe it to yourself, and you owe it to the team to win as many games as possible. So, for me, you guys can all argue about the amount of raw touches that CMC's getting. I'm done. I'm done with it. If he gets hurt, it's football. James Conner got hurt between the tackles yesterday. His career is probably done.
And he's 30. He's 30.
Right?
It sucks I have to say that. And I don't want his career to be over. It's awful.
It's terrible. There is no guarantee on tomorrow. You could run him 400 times this year in terms of touches, and he could get healthy, and he gets through the whole year, and then he gets hurt next year. You could get to 200 touches, and then he gets hurt. You just don't know. But I'm done worrying about the future regarding CMC. Now, that being said, clearly this team between the tackles is having a tough time running the ball. And we know he wants to get to the outside and then cut up. I'm telling you, I'm not feeling juice right now on this offense. I think that they need to, when DeMarcus Robinson comes back and you get a healthy Juwan Jennings, I think three wide receiver sets with George Kittle as your tight end when he returns and eliminating the fullback from a lot of these variations is the way to go. I think it will open up the running lanes.
I love that you brought into the receiving stats right there and the receivers, because this has been a throwing team early on. Look at this. Look at this.
They ran the ball five times in the first half.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.